first goes to the Bearcats, trailing 10-16 in District 83 in Harbor Beach. Mason Krug steals it right out of the get-go, and we're going the other way, and Jeffrey Wright tries to steal back, and he goes for the foul, and Mason Krug goes down, and he is in severe pain.
He's holding his left knee. He's trying to get up.
And he does, as he was rolling on the ground. I do believe
that would not be a knee then. That's got to be the ankle.
He did have an ACL injury in football that kept him out the entire season.
Well, now the way he's walking on it, it's kind of weird. It's got to be a knee problem then, because, you know, ankle like that. I mean, notice how the foot is turning.
The foot is turning as he's going into the locker room. That is very odd. It almost, he was grabbing his knee initially, but the way he's walking off and how his ankle is clicking, it almost looks like it is, it could be an Achilles.
It looks very strange right now. Out of the timeout, Tommy Morneau got the inbound and shot opportunity shot about 16 foot, missed it.
Instead, he goes out of bounds and he takes another one. This one's no good, and his ball is still loose, and it is out of bounds. Bad X ball once again.
So 0 for 2 for this possession, but it's still a patch of possession.
7:29 left in the second. 16-10, Bad X leads, inbounding to Andrew Sutton at the left wing. Hatchet's John Messing, top of the key against Matt Mychek. Lets the floater go, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against Jeffrey Wright. That's his second. And Ubley's third. First free throw is good for John Messing. Sends the lead out to 7, 17-10. As Mychek sits down, John Brandle back in. Out there for the Hatchets, Clark Brady, John Messing, Martin Messing, Andrew Sutton, and Tommy Morneau. For the Bearcats, John Brandle, Trevor Drapesky, Anthony Sweeney, Dominic Rosenthal, and Jeffrey Wright. As the second free throw is good. Aaron Buzzer, as Maddox now leads 18-10. Largest lead of the night for them.
Here come the Bearcats.
Left wing, Anthony Sweeney, trailing by 8 points. And it is tipped as he tried to feed it back to Jeffrey Wright. He goes in the backcourt and brings it up once again. Anthony Sweeney into the corner to Drapesky. Skip pass to the top, over to the left wing, back into the corner. And skip pass back to Jeffrey Wright, top of the key. Dribbles to his right, and we have a timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout. 18-10, Bad X leads by 8, 6:53 in the second quarter.
Come to Moore Motors in Caro if your Ford lease ends before May 31st, and Ford will waive your last payments if you buy or lease a new Ford. Also, we have some 2015 models that blow out deals. We have a 2015 Fiesta, Taurus, Transit Connect cargo van, and Lincoln MKT. We also have 2015 Dodge Journeys and Grand Cherokee Limiteds left for the best deal of the year. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motors, just west of Carroll, or call me at 989-673-4171.
Out of the timeout, Ubley trying to run something into the corner. Dominic Rosenthal, Trevor Drapesky at the top of the key to the left wing against Clark Brady. Anthony Sweeney going against John Messing, tries to go into the free throw line and retreats. Now John Brandle dribbling to his right at the top of the key to the corner. Back out to Drapesky, right wing. Jeffrey Wright against Martin Messing to John Brandle. Good ball movement from the Bearcats. Over to Anthony Sweeney, right wing, pulls up inside the wing on the right, and this was no good. Rebound, Bad X. John Messing in transition, no good. Offensive board, Andrew Sutton. Clark Brady for three, he got it. And we have a whistle, simultaneously a push against the Bearcats. Basket is good. Fouls against Ubley's number 20, Anthony Sweeney, with the push away from the ball. That's Ubley's fourth team foul. Dominic Rosenthal sits down. Cole Mychek is back in. So is after the basket. So Bad X will get it underneath the road hoop, left side of your radio. Feeds it into Morneau in the corner to John Messing, right wing. Dribbling against Anthony Sweeney. And gives it to his brother, Martin Messing. Back to John, left wing. Can't hang on to it. Clark Brady saves it in the corner. Left wing, Martin Messing dribbling inside the arc. Back to Clark Brady in the corner. John Messing resets the offense, gets a screen for Morneau, dribbling to the right wing. Picks up his dribble back to Morneau. He dives into the lane, pulls up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound still loose, saved by John Brandle, but into the hands of John Messing. Now Tommy Morneau at the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper. This one is good. Tommy Morneau with 7. Bad X leads by 12.
This game is getting away from the Bearcats. They have to go ahead and just make sure that they've got a great shot on this one, this possession.
Cole Mychek with a hook shot from the right block. Off balance goes in.
Well, I said a great shot, but I didn't mean a great looking shot.
There's a big difference there. Right wing, John Messing against Anthony Sweeney. Back to Tommy Morneau. Left wing, John Messing. Morneau, top of the key, dribbling to his right. Gets a screen from Martin Messing. He does not use it. Morneau against Sweeney. Now John Messing. And a foul on the floor, as this will be the fifth team foul for the Bearcats.
Another one on Anthony Sweeney.
Certainly looks that way. Indeed it is. Anthony Sweeney with 2. He sits down. He's replaced by John Brandle.
I don't see the Hatch is doing much screening to bring on the jump switch that Ubley loves to employ, so watch out for that.
Martin Messing gets the inbound at the free throw line, and he nails the jump shot. He has 4 points. It's suddenly a 12-point ball game, 24-12. Cole Mychek to Jeffrey Wright, top of the key to the left wing to Trevor Jepeski. Back out to Brandle. Brandle against Morneau. Goes nowhere. Mychek on the give and go to Matt Mychek in the lane. That's no good. Rebound Morneau going the other way. Here come the Hatchets. .412 left in the second, 24-12. Bad X on offense, John Messing left wing. Matt Mychek playing tough defense, and Messing goes in the lane, and Cole Mychek is called for the block. Cole Mychek's first foul, team 6th. John Messing goes back to the free throw line to shoot 2. This will be his 6th and 7th attempt from the charity stripe.
I don't think Cole likes that call. He thought he was set.
First free throw is good. Messing now with 4 points, all off of free throws.
Truth of the matter is, if they're going to call a foul, probably could have called the one on his brother on the way. Seemed to lead him right in.
25-12. As the second free throw, no good. Rebound, Trepeski. Here come the Bearcats. Matt Mychek over to Jeffrey Wright. Block to block. Layup is good.
Beautiful pass.
Wright with 4 brings Ubley back within 11. 25-14. 3:45 left in the second. John Messing, top of the key against John Brandle. And we have a foul as Brandle reached in a bit too far and got called for. That's the 7th team foul. So sends John Messing back to the free throw line for 1-1. He's going to start paying real estate tax and property tax on that for free throw line before you know it.
Well, he sure is camped there. Get used to it, John.
First free throw is good, so he gets a second as a bonus. Second free throw is up, and it's good. 2 for 2 on that trip. He's now 5 for 6 in the quarter alone from the free throw line. 27-14. Bad Axe by 13. 3:33 left in the first half. Jeffrey Wright launches a 3, and he nails it. Jeffrey Wright with 7. It's a 10-point ball game. 27-17. Bad Axe with the lead and on offense. Morneau hands it off to John Messing. Goes through the legs of Martin Messing, but he saves it. Back to John Messing against Brandle. At the right elbow, out to Martin Messing for 3. No. Rebound still loose. Saved by Andrew Sutton. And in the hands of, actually, John Brandle.